Welcome back. Today we're doing one of the most important beginner skills in drama and bass and jungle production, warping breaks in Ableton Live, because here's the magic. You take a funky human break like the Amen, the Think, funky drummer and you lock it to a modern DNB tempo, like 170 to 176, without killing the vibe. Once that break is warped properly, you can lube it, layer it with clean drums, slice it up, do stutters and fills, and suddenly you're speaking the language of jungle. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a break warp tight at 174 BPM, plus a sliced drum rack version for edits, and a simple stock processing chain to make it punchy and controlled. Alright, let's set you up the right way. First, open Ableton Live, and set your tempo to 174 BPM at the top left. Now go into Preferences, then Record, Warp, Launch. Find Auto Warp Long Samples and turn it off. This is a huge beginner win, because long breaks often get warped with weird guesses that feel almost right but never truly sit on the grid. We're going to do it intentionally. Auto Warp Short Samples can stay on if you want. It's fine for one-shots. Cool. Now drag a break into an audio track. Any break works. Double-click the clip so it opens in clip view. Make sure warp is turned on. Before you touch anything else, listen and identify the phrase length. Is it 1 bar, 2 bars, 4 bars? A lot of classic sampled breaks are 1 or 2 bars, sometimes 4. Turn on the metronome for a second if it helps, and count along. Now, the single most important skill. Finding the true one, the downbeat, the real start of the phrase. Zoom into the very beginning of the waveform. Beginners often pick the first transient they see, but breaks sometimes start with pickup hits, like little leaden notes. So instead, look for the strongest low-frequency transient, often the first real kick that feels like the phrase begins. If you're not sure, loop a tiny region at the start and count with the groove until it clicks. You're looking for the moment your head naturally says, that's the one. Once you find it, right-click exactly on that transient and choose set 1.1.1 here. Then right-click again and choose warp from here, straight. Depending on your version of Live, it might just say warp from here. Same idea. Now hit play and listen with the metronome. Don't worry if it's not perfect yet. What you're checking for is, does it basically lock in? Or does it slowly drift out of time across the bar? Before we correct anything, let's choose the right warp mode, because this is where a lot of people accidentally wreck their drums. In clip view, find warp mode and choose beats. Beats mode is usually the best starting point for breaks, because it protects the transients. It keeps kicks and snares punchy instead of smearing them. Set preserve to transients. Now look at envelope. Think of envelope like a groove knob. Higher values, like 80 to 100, are tighter and choppier. Great for aggressive edits, or noisy breaks where you want crisp control. Lower values, like 40 to 70, let the tails breeze more. That's often nicer for rolling, funkier loops where you want room tone and hats to feel human. As a beginner default, set envelope around 80. If the hats start sounding like they're being gated or chopped off unnaturally, back it down a bit. Quick warning, Complex and Complex Pro are usually not what you want for breaks. They can make drums sound wet, blurry, and weak. They're great for vocals, pads, and full mixes. For breaks, start with beats. Okay, now we do the real level up step, making sure the loop ends exactly on a bar line. Scroll through and find the end of the phrase. For a 1-bar break, you want the loop to land perfectly on 2.1.1. For a 2-bar break, you want it to land on 3.1.1. For a 4-bar break, 5.1.1. Here's what you do. Find a strong hit near the end, often a snare or kick that feels like the last anchor point of the phrase. Double-click to insert a warp marker, or right-click and choose Insert Warp Marker. Now drag that marker, so it sits exactly on the correct grid line for the end of the phrase. Play it again. If it stays in time from start to finish, you're basically done with the warp. If it starts tight but the middle drifts, we fix it, but we do it the smart way. This is where people overwarp and kill the groove. Minimal marker strategy. Use as few warp markers as possible. Let me give you a simple mental model. Warp markers have three jobs. First job, anchor. That's your 1.1.1 marker. It locks the start of the phrase. Second job, boundary. That's the marker that locks the end of the phrase exactly to the bar line. Third job, correction. That's a marker you add only if there's a specific drift point you can hear, usually on the main snare backbeats. If a warp marker isn't doing one of those jobs, delete it. Seriously, that mindset keeps your breaks alive. Now, if you do hear drift, fix the backbeat first. In DNB, the snare on 2 and 4 is the spine. If those aren't right, nothing feels right, even if the hats are kind of okay. Here's a really good coaching trick. Add a clean MIDI snare on beats 2 and 4, like a simple reference, or even a rim click. Solo the break and that reference snare. Listen for flamming, that double hit effect. If you hear flams, don't start warping every hat. Just add a correction marker on the main snare hits that matter, and gently nudge them so the break snare lands right on top of your reference. Another sanity trick, because 174 is fast, your brain can lose perspective. Temporarily set the project tempo to 87 BPM, exactly halftime, and listen. If the groove feels good at 87, it'll usually feel good at 174. If it feels lumpy at 87, it'll tell you where your anchors are wrong. Then set it back to 174. Once the loop is tight and repeating properly, commit it. Set the loop braces so it's a clean 1, 2, or 4 bar loop. If you're working in arrangement view, highlight the loop region and press Command J on Mac or Control J on Windows to consolidate. Now you've got a clean, predictable warped break file. This audio version is shortened for playback.